Okay, so, again, now that we changed the clocks, encourage everyone to come to Mincha Maariv, especially during the week. It's been a challenge. So, again, we started this before Shabbos. We're on page 253, Siman Reish Yud Daled. Again, the general topic is brachos. So the Mechaber says as follows. Kol bracha she'ein ba haskar she'im u'malchus. Anytime when you have a bracha to make, and for whatever reason the person omitted, now it gives us an insight into what the main part of a bracha is. Person omitted Shem u'malchus, the name of Hashem, or that Hashem is Melch. We'll discuss this later, what that means. That what is the name of Hashem? We'll also discuss about this Malchus stuff. Ein bracha. So if a person left out one of those two, either Shem, a name of Hashem, or that Hashem is Melech, Hashem is King. So then, that's not a bracha. Because after all, what's a bracha? Bracha is explaining that Hashem has the power to create something, give us bread, to any shakal niyabiva, whatever it may be. That's the idea of a bracha. So then you say, well, we don't mention Hashem. Hashem is the Dadon, let's say. Hashem is the math. Hashem is not the king. You know, left that, the minor detail, left that out. So that's praising Hashem. It's not praising Hashem. It's not a bracha. And therefore, the imdilait shem u'malchus, if you left out, you omitted from a bracha that you were supposed to make. Now, oh, I should mention, this is, as we mentioned before, this is whether it's a birchas hananin, a bracha over hano, over pleasure you get, over food, drink, something like that, or also a birchas mitzvah, bracha that we make before a mitzvah. In either of those two cases, you left out shame, a name of Hashem, or malchus, you didn't mention that Hashem is the king, yatzor ve'yavarch, you have to go back and make the bracha. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, in the name of the Rambam, that this is talking about that you have to go back and make the bracha again in certain instances. Like, for example, you drank something and you didn't make the right bracha, you left out a shem u'malchus, and you still have some, you still have some soda left. If you downed all the soda, there's no soda left, so you blew it, right? So that's by a birchas hanan. By a mitzvah also, it depends on the mitzvah. Let's say you shook a lulav, since we just went through that. You shook a lulav, and you made a bracha, but you didn't say either the name of Hashem or that Hashem is Melech.
How is this possible?
Anything's possible. See, you're not a rabbi, so you don't. Anything's possible, right? The stories you hear are weirder than. Yeah, just trust me. So again, so in that case, you did the mitzvah already. So what are you going to do? Go ahead and shake the lulav again. So as I mentioned many times, people don't know this, that if you did a mitzvah and you had intent to do the mitzvah and you did the mitzvah and you didn't make the bracha, you still did the mitzvah. So that mitzvah's gone. You shook lulav already. So in that case, you couldn't go back and make the mitzvah again. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the case we're talking about that you'd have to go back and make a bracha again by a mitzvah is a mitzvah that continues. Like tzitzis, right? We're wearing tzitzis. So you got up in the morning and you put on tzitzis and you realize, you know, whatever. You didn't say, when you made that bracha on the tzitzis, you didn't say the name of Hashem or you didn't say that Hashem's Melech. Still wearing the tzitzis, right? So you can now make that bracha over again. Tefillin, right? You're still wearing the tefillin. You could go ahead and make that bracha over again. But again, a mitzvah that's, I don't want to say instantaneous, but it's done and it's done. Let's say shaking a lulav, it's gone. Right? That train's already left. So in that case, you wouldn't be able to go ahead and make another bracha again. The train's already gone.
Why doesn't the baruch not deal because the whole work? That's the ocean
of life. That's not a bracha. That's a designation. You're separating. Right? Like a tacha and tana. There's no, you know.
It's not a bracha at all.
Right. Okay. And the Mechaber continues, even if you just left out, forget the name of Hashem. You said the name of Hashem. You said Hashem is Melech. But you left out Ha'olam. Hashem is king. Over what? Luxembourg. Big deal. I mean, nothing against Luxembourg, right? You know, just a small little piece of land. So No, Hashem is the king over the entire world. Ah. So the Mechaber says, if you left out the Olam, you have to go back and make a new bracha. The Melech Levad Eino Malchus, because it just says it's a king, that's not a king. But there's a lot of kings, right? Watch the video. A lot of kings, right? Big deal, king. King of the world. Yeah. Okay. So now. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that we see sometimes we don't say, we make a bracha without Melech HaOlam. You're about to do it. Shmon Esrei. You make 19 brachas. Bracha to Hashem, Rofei Kol Almo Yisrael. You can say Melech HaOlam. Answer is because the Mishnah Berurah says, explains, because all the brachas go in sequence, they go back to the very first bracha. What's the first bracha? Bracha to Hashem, Elokim, Melech HaOlam. But even Hakel Gadol Agibra Vanora Kel Elyon Gomel Chasalim Tov, and they're calling it, right? There's a whole Gemara about that, right? We extol Hashem how great Hashem is, right? We have a whole paragraph of how great Hashem. So all those brachas that come subsequent are built upon that. Okay. Now, what's the name of Hashem? So the Shaar Tzion. The Shaar Tzion in Gimel says, you have to say the name of Hashem. What's the name of Hashem? Any of the names of Hashem that we're not allowed to erase. If they were written, not allowed. So it's not just Adoshem. It's your Kevavke, Shakai, you know, any of those names that we're not allowed to erase. Shem Hashem and Nuchakim. So you have to say one of those names.
Shalom or Makom?
That's a Kinui. That's different. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says if you left out the word Atah, right, which is an interesting word. So if you left that word out, that does not mess. You're supposed to say it. But Bediyeved, you didn't say that. That's okay. It doesn't make. You don't have to go back and make new bracha. Now the question is again. The Mechaber says that if you didn't say Ha'olam, right? If you didn't say Ha'olam, right? No. So then you have to go back and make a new bracha. Why? Because Hashem is king, but not of the entire world. It's a big deal. So the Mishnah Berurah says, again, when we say you have to go back, that means you didn't say any name or you didn't say any machlos. The Mishnah Berurah says, as far as Olam is concerned, there's a machlokus. If you just said Melech and you didn't say Olam, there's a machlokus. Machabeh says it's no good, but the Mishnah Berurah brings on the Evan Ozer, which says it is okay. In other words, you just said Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech, and you didn't say Olam, so the Machabeh says you'd have to go back and make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Evan Ozer, which says you don't have to go back and make a new bracha if you left out Olam. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha. So the Be'er Halacha says that it's very interesting because what's the Evan Ozer basis on? Something you just said in Ashrei. Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech. You don't say HaOlam. So therefore we see from David, he just said HaMelech. You didn't say Olam. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says a very interesting thing. So based upon that, it would be different if he said, Brachat Hashem Elokeinu HaMelech. Shakol Ni'abivaro. As opposed to Brachat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Shakol Ni'abivaro. If you left out Olam, so we have a machlokis. But the Be'er Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you said Adoshem HaMelech, the, with a Hei Ayediyah article, the king, so then according to everybody, that would be okay. Now again, you should say Olam, according to everyone, Lechakilah. But if you said HaMelech, the king, so then that's an object, so then you're explaining that Hashem is the one and only king. So then that would be okay, and you wouldn't have to, Mr. Bruce says, mistabu. It makes sense. That you don't have to go back according to anyone and make a new bracha on that. Okay? Good.